This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. One thing both candidates tried to tap into last night is this growing sense of frustration in America. The economic system is biased. That means different things for different people, but it is a powerful and a real sentiment, one that cuts across party lines. That is one of the interesting trends we see in our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. Kimberly Adams reports from Washington on what Americans really think about the economic system and how all this is playing out in the campaign.
Consensus is becoming harder to find in politics these days, but most seem to agree with one thing about the economy. It's rigged.
It's rigged by big businesses who want to leave our country.
That's Donald Trump, and here's Hillary Clinton.
And yes, the economy is rigged in favor of those at the top.
Our latest Marketplace Edison research poll matches up. Almost two-thirds of Americans say the economy is rigged. Regardless of party, they agree it's mostly rigged to benefit the rich and big corporations.
I mean, there's sentiment and there's kind of reality. And in this instance, they're lining up pretty well.
Sylvia Allegretto is with the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics. She says her research backs up the idea that the economy is rigged in favor of those at the top. After that, Americans' consensus falls apart. The full breakdown of the numbers is at marketplace.org. For example, on race, Clinton supporters tend to say the economy is rigged in favor of whites. Far fewer Trump supporters say so. Economist Allegretto says whites generally do come out on top in the economy compared to minorities, but she points out that's not always the case.
Is it rigged for low-income whites? The evidence wouldn't suggest so.
And the stark political divide continues. When we asked, is the economy rigged in favor of immigrants or people on public assistance? Most Trump supporters said yes. Most Clinton supporters said no. Mary Mine is director of research at Edison Research, which conducted the Marketplace poll. She says these big differences match what's being said on the campaign trail, even if they don't match the economy.
So we have, you know, on the one hand, the statistics and the information about how the economy is doing. And then on the other hand, we have rhetoric.
Mine says these poll results show that the rhetoric is winning. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.